Hey friend, if you have had a miscarriage somewhat recently, or maybe it's even been like a few months or 6 months, a year, 2 years, and you have been open to getting pregnant with your husband and it's just not happening. And it's like, man, how did this happen? How did I get pregnant? And now I'm not even getting pregnant. And what can I do to figure out why and what can I do to help it? And so if that is you, and also you're a believer and your heart is just like really trying to trust God in this, and it's difficult, but you're persevering, but it's hard, right? Then you're going to love today's episode. So come join me, get your matcha green tea, and let's dive in. Hey sister, welcome to For the Love of Hormones podcast. Do you have a desire to get pregnant in God's design and be free from the pressure of going straight to IUI or IVF? Hey, I'm Becca. While I was blessed with two children, I then suffered from three miscarriages. I too felt emotionally wrecked anytime I was around a pregnant friend. I wanted to understand God's design for my body and how to care for it naturally, but I just kept telling myself that it was too complicated and I needed to be content with my circumstances. Until I found the answer, hormone health and tracking. In this podcast, you will find answers to all of your period, ovulation, and cycle questions, so that you will be able to find the path for getting pregnant in God's design. So sister, for the love of hormones, put that pregnancy test stick down and grab your Bible, matcha green tea, and a journal, because it's time for a Come to Jesus and Hormones meeting.
If I could describe working with Becca to someone, I would describe it as a peaceful, joyful learning experience. I have worked with other people before, and it was just like a quick run through and trying to grasp everything and understand it. But with Becca, like, she went at whatever pace I needed to. She described things thoroughly. The presentation that she gives is just very detailed. And so it just helped me to like really understand what she was teaching, and for me to like thoroughly grasp the concepts. But then also just knowing that like Becca was praying for me. She prayed before the sessions. We'd pray after the sessions. And I know that she was praying for me even outside of the sessions. And so I would say it's worth every single dollar spent. It's worth every single minute invested. And it's just a joy. The encouragement that you get from Becca is second to none. And a lot of times when it comes to health, like, that's a huge piece, is just encouragement and people to listen and understand what you're going through. And so I would describe it as a joyful experience.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chelsea. It was a joy to work with Chelsea and just teaching her from not really knowing much about her body to knowing so much more about how God designed her, and us figuring out and wrestling through what was going on with her fertility. And supporting in her in that was amazing. And so if you are in a similar space and you're in the space of just wanting to be pregnant and have a healthy pregnancy and have a healthy delivery, I really encourage you to invite. I'm just inviting you to join me inside of my course. It's called Fertility Framework, and it is an 8-week program that is going to help you understand your cycle, your root issues, and how to restore those issues naturally. You'll finally get the clarity and the deeper answers on your journey for getting pregnant. So I want you to head right now to beccayan.com/course. Come check that out. I'm inviting you. It's awesome. It's an 8-week program. You do get one extra month to just have some grace and flexibility, because I know your life is probably very full and very crazy, but I would love to have you in there. So go check it out, beccayan.com/course. Also, before we dive into today's episode, if you have not left a review yet, I would love to invite you to leave a review. My words are like all twisted right now. But anyways, to each and every one of you who have left a review, thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. It means so much to see what you think about the show and to see how you have been encouraged and what you have learned from it. And so I'm just asking you if you have learned anything or gotten any encouragement, or or joy at all or any knowledge from this podcast and you have not left a review yet, if you would be so gracious to just scroll down in your phone and you can click write a review and leave me a written review just to give me a quick little sentence or two of what you think of the podcast and how it's encouraged you or helped you grow. It would bless me, but the biggest purpose of it when you leave a review is that it helps other women who are in your boat, and it's a hard boat to be in. It helps other women who are in that fertility struggling boat to see this podcast. And so I just really appreciate you taking a quick second to do that. And let's get into today's episode. So you're here because you may have been having some issues conceiving after a miscarriage, and I'm going to talk about here's why and what to do about it. And as you guys know, if you've been here for a little bit, we are a just Bible-believing podcast here, and I believe that the word of the Lord is going to be the most healing thing that you could hear in this episode. So before we get into, kind of industry things and super practical, physical, tangible stuff you can get your hands on of why did you miscarry and what are some steps you can do to recover from it and get pregnant healthfully, I want to address your heart. This is not my podcast. This is not my episode. This is the Lord's podcast, and this is His episode. I pray before every episode as much as I can, and I'm just like, this is the Holy Spirit speaking through me. And so these are the words that He has brought to my heart to encourage you. So I'm going to kick off with a story to introduce this verse and how this verse was introduced to me. It's very near and dear to my heart. So I was, I think, 14 or 15 years old, traveling on my own with a group from my church to Nicaragua, Managua, Nicaragua, on a mission trip. And I had a lot of culture shock. I'd never been out of the country before. And here we are in one of the poorest cities. In one of the poorest countries. And lo and behold, I traveled a lot more after Nicaragua and realized that most of the world actually does live like that. They live in poverty. They live on dirt roads. They live with houses built out of cardboard or wood or straw all put together. And most of the world is actually super poor. And it was a major shock to me at that age. And I just remember we were in this village at this person's house, and he was a potter. And he was so gracious to show this group of rowdy American teenagers how they do everything. So how they make the clay. And he was speaking in Spanish. And at the time I didn't know any Spanish, and it drove me nuts. And I went back home and I learned Spanish. But I didn't understand what he was saying, but we had an interpreter, and we were all sitting around in this circle watching him, and he was smashing this mud mixture up and down with his feet, just like stomping his feet and mixing water with the dirt and making clay, essentially. And he was working hard and he was breathing hard as he was telling us this story. And I didn't catch everything that he said, and I honestly don't remember much of what he said. But what I do remember is watching this man work for his living and sweat, and it was hard. And I know that he talked about something with being broken. And I left that, I purchased one of his works of art, and I think I still have it, which is crazy because I'm a lot older than 14 or 15 now. I think I use it as a ring dish, but it says in very broken English, but it's the Psalm 147, verse 3, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." And that verse has just implanted in my heart. And every time I hear that verse or see that verse, I see this man sweating and working hard to just make clay for a living. And I was looking in this whole chapter of Psalm 147. And the context of this chapter is very interesting. It's speaking to God's people, his chosen nation. And Jerusalem was in exile, and they were outcast, and they were wasted. And I just want to ask, like, if you have been recovering from a miscarriage, have you ever felt like you've been in exile and you just don't fit in with people, or you felt like you've been an outcast. You know, who else has gone through this with you? We don't know, because not everybody talks about this, right? You feel like you're wasted, like your body is wasted, like your body couldn't carry that life. And now what's the point? You know, like I know, like guys, I've been there. I've had 3 of these miscarriages, and I've had all of these thoughts. And I want you to see, I want you to go read in this beautiful chapter in Psalm 147, that the Lord gathers the outcast and he gathers the exiled. And some of the highlights of this chapter are his abundant power and his mighty understanding and his mighty works of nature and his providence and his delight in those who fear him and who put their hope in his unfailing love, as we are outcast and we're exiled and we feel wasted away. What he does to us is he heals our broken hearts and he binds up our wounds. And I like to picture our Heavenly Father binding up our wounds, not just spiritually, not just the spiritual wounds of loss, but I like to imagine him with his hand and with a thread binding up any of those wounds inside of our physical bodies and healing them in the name of Jesus. And like, that's what's happening when he's healing us and we just can't see it. And isn't that what we're asking for? Lord, I am brokenhearted. I feel like I'm an outcast. I feel like I'm wasted away. I feel like I'm an exile. But God, you are great and you are abundant in my and power and unfathomable in your understanding. We can't even fathom your understanding. Your works of nature are crazy. And Lord, I want to fear you, and I put my hope in your unfailing love. Another main central theme of this is that he opposes the wicked and the proud. And so I don't know if this is you, but I mean, if you've ever had this prideful thought of like, well, I miscarried, and I don't know if there's any thread of pride. I'm not even going to go there, but I just do feel like I need to touch on that. Like if you've ever had any thread of pride, maybe pride in your doctor or pride in yourself or pride in your spouse or pride in this or pride in that, the Lord isn't into that. He's not into pride. He's into the broken heart, and he's into the humble, and he's into those who fear him and have a holy reverence for him and who put their hope in his unfailing love. And so I'm here to encourage you that if you do have any thread of pride, lay that at the feet of the Father and confess this to him. And what he ultimately calls us to do in this chapter is to praise him. Like praise him. And I think of casting crowns. I will praise you in this storm. Man, I was sitting at my kitchen table with my kids today and it was a hard day. Like, I'm not going to lie. it's been a hard couple days for whatever reason. So for several different reasons. And a song on the radio was playing, and it's the song Through the Eyes of the Storm. I can't remember what it's called, but one line was spoken and I just started crying. It was, he is my anchor when my sails are torn. And I feel like this goes right along with Psalm 147:3. He is my anchor when my sails are torn. And I know that that's exactly how you feel if you've had a miscarriage and you just want to be pregnant again. You feel like your sails are torn, but I want to remind you that God is your anchor. He is the one who heals your broken heart and who binds up your wounds. So with that encouragement and that story, let's kind of get into this. So the first thing that I want to ask you is, you know, how long has it been since you've miscarried? And girlfriend, by the way, like you can come into my Facebook group and I would love to just learn about you and hear your story and give you some more guidance and direction personally if you're open to that. But my first question I like to ask people or like to ask clients is, you know, do we know why you miscarried? Like, did your doctor give you any specific guidance or answers? And I know the answer is probably no. Like, you probably miscarried and they're like, oh, well, you know, these things happen. We can't know why. And hopefully they were more empathetic than some doctors. I've heard some pretty bad bedside manner stories. And so that's super unfortunate. And I hope that that's not you. Hopefully your doctor was at least empathetic and sorrowful with you. But that's my first question is, okay, what can we think back on for if there was anything? And this is a game that you have to be careful to play. For me, this was a calling. Like by the third miscarriage, I had to figure out why. I had to figure out what was going on and what could I do about it. And it was just like this burning passion on me. And I know that's kind of rare. I know from who I've talked with, most people who have miscarried just miscarry, and they have to move forward and they have to move on with their lives, and they can't keep thinking on it. Otherwise, it's just going to crush them. And you know, they just try to figure out like, what do I do next and not why. But that was like a burning thing when I was going through mine, was why. And in all of my research and certifications and all of this and that, I've found some answers for why miscarriages happen. So one of the big things, and this is probably what your doctor will tell you as one of the possibilities, is genetics. And so genetics can definitely play a part in it. You know, there can be the unexplained reasons. Those are definitely very valid. And there can also be things that could be preventable, like low progesterone. You know, there's ways to be able to tell if you have low progesterone before you ever get pregnant. And I feel like this is a preventative way of healthcare that is not taught. It's not taught to doctors to teach to their patients. Like, that's not their job. And unfortunately, that's just not part of how they care for their patients. But as my sister in Christ listening to this podcast, like, you can figure out if you have low progesterone before you get pregnant. And frankly, that's a very responsible thing to do, especially if you've had a miscarriage in the past, to figure out, is that one of the pillars that I need to look at to see, you know, some other reasons. And honestly, guys, it can be a combination. Like, we can't attribute this one thing that caused me to miscarry. We really can't do that. But there are a handful of things that we can look at to ask ourselves and seek with the Lord of like, Lord, was this impacting? Is this something that I need to change? You know, you can look at stress in your life, inflammation. You could look at antibiotic use. You could look at your thyroid. You could look at all different kinds of things and check it out. And ultimately, I really want to reiterate, you miscarrying was not your fault. And that honestly made me mad when I heard that from the midwife who was trying to comfort me when I was mourning, figuring out that my baby wasn't alive anymore. It really pissed me off when she was like, it was nothing you did. I was like, shut up. Like, girl, you don't know that. You don't know me. You don't know what I've done. Like, you have no idea if I drank alcohol every night. And no, I did not do that. But I mean, like, I just hate it when people are like, it's nothing you did. And I'm also saying like, hey, it's nothing you did. So I know I'm like double playing my words a little bit, but at the same time, like, girl, like, you don't know. You really don't know. Even with my miscarriages, I'm like, I have a feeling that it was this, 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 and this. That played a huge part in it. And, but honestly, only God knows. Only God absolutely sovereignly knows. And I think ultimately what we need to do is we need to seek Him on, Lord, what is it? Like, why did this happen? And then the big question of like, why am I still not getting pregnant? You know? And so I think that a lot of those things can do with your hormones. We, in my course, we look at what are the root issues that you could be dealing with. We go through what they are and what the symptoms are, and we try to point to, through a hormone assessment that you'll do as a VIP client, through what is the biggest root issue that we want to attack first. We want to address this issue first through our lifestyle changes, and through different things that we can do to help restore that issue, while knowing most clients that come to me, it's not just one root issue that shows up on their hormone assessment. It's usually several different things. And one of the things that I like to teach inside of my course is that your hormones and your endocrine system is like a beautiful orchestra. It's a beautiful symphony. And if one thing is off, if one player is off and having a hard day, it affects the entire symphony, right? So if you're having one root issue and then you have a bunch of other root issues, okay, like that's totally normal. So I just want to encourage you, if you feel like you're a mess and there's no hope, you're wrong, because you might be messed up and that's actually normal and there is a lot of hope. So what can you do moving forward? So the first thing that I want to encourage you guys to do is prayerfully consider taking a break from trying to get pregnant to figure out what are the root issues that you have. And it's really important to pray through this with your husband and seek the Lord for discernment, because the Lord could be telling you, hey, keep the doors open and be open to life right now and be open to whatever I have for you. And the Lord could also tell you, like, yes, you do need to take a break and you do need to be patient and wait on me, and we need to get you healthy before we bring another baby into the picture. And I can just tell you firsthand of, I wasn't patient. We weren't patient. We didn't wait. And then we kept experiencing heartache after heartache of losing these babies that were given to us. And it's so harder. So it's kind of like choose your hard, you know? So I do encourage waiting for a minute, waiting for several cycles after you miscarry to figure out what are the root issues that are going on. And especially after you miscarry in those first 2 to 3 cycles, we really want to give your body time for your hormones to re-regulate. For your uterine environment to get nice and healthy again before receiving a life. So that's the first thing that I would encourage you to do. The second thing is, I would absolutely encourage you to chart with a fertility awareness method so that you can still be intimate with your husband, but put the pause button on conceiving without introducing any synthetic birth control hormones, because that's just going to mess you up even more. So definitely chart with a fertility awareness method. You learn FEM. That is one of those methods inside of my course, so that you guys can use that and implement that for your family planning. And not only is it useful for that, but it's really useful so that we can look at your charts and figure out, okay, what is your body telling us via your biomarkers? And that is what we also use in addition to your hormone assessment to figure out what the root of your issues are. So that's super important, is charting with a fertility awareness method. You guys know I am a FEM instructor. That stands for Fertility Education and Medical Management. So you get to learn the official FEM method inside of my course, along with like, what can I do to like help my body get back to normal? The third thing I would encourage you to do in this recovery process is to get your hormones assessed by an expert to see if that's the issue, if your hormones are having a play in this. And let me just say a few words on this. Okay. Okay. So if you go to your doctor and they say, we're going to test your hormones, and they test your hormones on cycle day 21, it's not good. Like, that's not a good thing. I just want to like clarify. If they test your hormones on cycle day 3, I think that's fine. They're just getting like a general baseline of things. But truly, you're wanting to find a doctor who's going to assess your hormones based off of your ovulation. And if you're not charting your cycle through a fertility awareness method, and if your doctor is not aware of how to read fertility awareness method charts, like, you're not going to be getting your hormones accurately assessed and tested. Now, I really like to work with my clients on assessing their hormones. I'm not a medical professional, so I don't order labs, but we can look at home hormone urine analysis that are very inexpensive and a lot more conducive and easy to do rather than having to go out on certain days of your cycle to get your blood tested. So that way we can use those hormones from your at-home tests in addition to you charting your cycle through your biomarkers, your cervical mucus, and all of that stuff that you learn how to do. So it's really important though that you have someone look at that. So, I mean, if you have like a Clear Blue fertility monitor or a Mira or an Anito or just one of these things that test your hormones, but you don't have an expert to interpret what it's saying, like, it's kind of worthless. I really like to use the analogy of, it's like downloading Google Translate on your phone and pretending like that's going to help you be literate in Chinese. It's just not. Like, it'll help you out a little bit. It'll give you more knowledge than you had before. But if you don't have someone to interpret that for you, seriously, your body and your hormones are a whole other language, girl. And it takes a lot of expertise and knowledge and training to be able to interpret them. So it is really important to have someone's eyes on that, of which I would love to do that for you inside of my course, if that's what you're needing. The last thing that I'm going to encourage you guys to do is to start making lifestyle changes to support your body and preparing for a baby right now. Okay. So what I teach you inside of the course is like, what are those lifestyle changes that you can make in your different cycle phases and for your specific situation? Because if you have irregular cycles, or if you're just recovering from a miscarriage, the way that you make these lifestyle changes is going to be different than someone who has a regular cycle, or who has PCOS, or who has endometriosis. All of these things are very you specific. And so just learning in general off of Google searches, like what are good fertility diets, or what are the best supplements, or blah, 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 blah. Like maybe it'll help you a little bit, but you getting the specific things and learning how to do that based off of not only a woman's cycle and her different cycle phases, but you as a woman in your cycle and your different cycle phases, because it does really vary for woman to woman. And frankly, if you're on this podcast, I know you're in a hurting place, and you're probably in a hurting place because your body is in a hurting place. And so your cycle is probably going to look a little bit different, and what you can do that's different than a lot of other people's or the girlfriend next to you. So anyways, I hope that is helpful to give you guys some just groundwork for like, okay, these are the things I need to start praying through and I need to start thinking through. And if you're looking for my hand to hold you through this journey and my eyes on just your life, my eyes on your uterus, my eyes on your hormones, I would be so thrilled and honored to be that person for you. So you can just come over to beccayan.com/course. You can sign up for the course yourself. You can do it yourself and just kind of walk through everything if you feel pretty confident about what your root issues are. But if you want me to hold your hand through the process, sign up for the course VIP. And then I'm literally going to hold your hand and give you all the answers that you need for what lifestyle to live. So let me pray over you. Lord Jesus, I just come before you and I thank you so much for this day, Lord. I thank you for, even though it's been a couple of rough days, that this pocket of time, my whole life, Lord, is yours. In this pocket of time, like, you are the spokesperson here. You are the voice to this woman to encourage her with where she's at. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would press Psalm 147 onto her, and that it would fill her heart and soul with just pure encouragement. I pray, Lord, that if she does have any pride, that she would just lay that at your feet. I pray that you would grow her spiritually and in maturity in this dark and difficult season, and that even when it's dark, Lord, she would see your light and that she would continue running towards that. I pray that you would just give her and her husband discernment, Lord, for what are their right next steps to take. Like, if you're telling them to pause and to heal, then to be faithful in that. If you're telling them to go forward and continue, then to affirm them in that. And so, God, I just pray for a major gift of discernment. I do pray, Lord, that if this couple needs to come into working with me and me supporting them, that you just wouldn't let up and you would just keep nudging on them, and that they would be obedient to you and allow that to happen, Lord. I just thank you for this woman. I pray for complete healing and restoration upon her and her husband and her family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts? Literally just pause this, scroll on down, click write a review, and I promise it'll take 2 seconds, well, maybe like 25 seconds, and it would bless me so much to see what you thought about this episode and to hear your feedback. And also, if you could share this in a quick text message to the friend or family member that you were thinking of while listening to this episode, that would be awesome. It just lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you and other people. And girl, I pray that your progesterone is awesome. I'll meet you back next Thursday for another episode. Have a blessed day.